cliffcentral.com.
Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed or implied.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
I'm Gary Hertzberg, and this is The Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. With me, alongside me today again, is Lionel Makoko-Clelo. Welcome,
Dumela, Gary. Dumela, Gary, and Dumela to our guest today.
Today we're talking to someone called Kerry Lee Brandt Salomon. That's her full name, maiden name, surname, the whole works. Her story is one of hope and tenacity and overcoming extreme adversity. We're very blessed to have you in studio today. You're the lady who said, and I think you said it quite recently, you said nearly 2 years ago, I nearly said goodbye to my time on this earth. Very sad to hear that, but you're alive and you're with us. You've said, I'm glad to still be here though. Yeah, Kerry?
I did say that, yeah. On Facebook.
This beautiful young woman fell from the peak of her profession, but now with her powerful and positive attitude, someone's phone's going crazy.
Oh, sorry, let's switch off.
Yeah. And with the love and support of her husband, Roy, and family and friends, you're overcoming all the odds.
Yeah, I did. I came a very long way.
You're in studio today with your husband, Roy.
Yes.
Hello.
And hi, Roy. And with a great friend called Candace Levy.
How's it?
Hello, Candace. You're also a dancer, Candace, so
I
you know
indeed.
All about it, yeah. Okay, Candace has stuck with you throughout. She's been at your side, as Roy has been. So this is this story of inspiration we're going to talk about for the next 25 minutes or so. And look forward to it. I look forward to talking to you, Kerry.
Perfect. Thank you.
So, Kerry, let's for those who don't know your story, let's just tell us about the day that you went off as a professional pole acrobat and dancer, and you went off to Rustenburg, I think it was.
Yeah, I did.
What happened?
My acrobatic accident was on the 17th of August, 2014, while performing a double trapeze show. I fell from 6 meters and suffered a brain injury and lost my left arm, as you can see.
Yeah.
Kerry,
you went to Rustenburg. You went with, how many of you went there?
There was, on average, I think there was 5 of us.
And you were going to perform live for a number of people?
Yeah.
Did this accident happen in front of an audience?
No, it was in rehearsal.
Who was there when it happened?
My husband, Roy. Mm. Thankfully, very thankfully.
How high were you when you fell?
I was 6 meters.
Goodness. There was no safety net underneath?
No, unfortunately not. Nothing.
You fell and there were two dancers, weren't there?
Yeah, there was me and a friend, Natalie.
And did she also fall?
She did, but she landed on top of me. So she only broke her hip, really.
You were taken by ambulance.
Yeah, to Rustenburg Hospital.
And what happened there? Do you remember that, Roy?
Yes, we were taken to Rustenburg Ferncrest Hospital,
yeah,
where they didn't have space, so they put us in a mediclinic in Rustenburg, where she stayed about just under a month.
Was she conscious when they took her?
Not at all.
No. You don't remember after you fell, that was tickets for you?
No, that time is gone.
Yeah. So
completely.
You spent a month in Rustenburg, in that hospital?
Just about a month. We were transferred to Ferncrest when complications happened.
Was Kerry conscious in that time?
No.
She was
unconscious.
Who was at your bedside? Were you there?
That was me, her mother. Mm. We were in Rustenburg for the whole time. So yeah. Pretty much we left everything here behind, found accommodation there, and every day at the hospital just to see signs, to see how things would advance.
What did you expect or suspect at the time? Did you think she would recover there and then?
I always stayed positive.
Yeah, you were praying that she would.
We always pray. I'm not much of a prayer, but we were staying positive that she would pull through, being a healthy young woman. She was very healthy, very physically fit. Mm. So we had a lot of positive signs going towards where she was going.
It was reported that it was a terrible aerial accident. That's those are the words that were used in reports. And that your partner really, in comparison with you, the girl who fell on you, sustained minor injuries.
Yeah, she did, minor.
Yeah. You were the girl that every other girl aspired to look like. You had the body that, you know, everyone wanted. And they said, well, how do we get to be like you? You encouraged everyone to do what you were doing, to do the dancing.
That's cool to hear.
Yeah. And, you know, these things happen, I guess. We don't know why it should happen. Why me? That's what went been through your mind. Why you?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought as well. Why me?
Why you?
It's terrible.
You and Roy were married very recently before this. You only married a few months.
Yeah, we got married in 2014.
And the accident was the same year.
We were married in March, and the accident happened in August.
You went on holiday. You went on honeymoon where?
I think we went to Mauritius.
You've lost some of your memory, haven't you?
Yeah, a little bit of it.
Do you remember that holiday with Roy, honeymoon?
I remember aspects of it. I remember the big coconuts we got. And I remember small aspects of it. I remember how we swam in the pools.
On the beach. And
yeah.
Your body was regarded as just fantastic, a 10 out of 10. This kind of dancing is not for the faint-hearted.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. They took you from Rustenburg and they moved you to where, Roy? Where did you
go? As soon as Kerry was stable, they transferred her to Rosebank Clinic, the Rosebank Hospital, where she was put into the rehab section.
Do you remember the first words you said when you became conscious?
I don't.
Do you remember who was standing around you?
Not really. I think it was my husband and my mom, I'm sure.
Do you remember it, Roy?
Yeah.
Do you remember her eyes opening? And
remember her eyes opening. Mm. It took her a while until she could talk because she did have a trachea.
Oh, yeah.
Did she recognize you?
She recognized me straight away. Luckily. That was one of the fears, where she would wake up and not know who I was.
Who the hell are you?
Yeah. But luckily...
Was her mom there as well?
Her mom came later. Mm. But she was here in Rosebank when she woke up.
Yeah.
There was a slight... little mumbles because she couldn't talk, but slowly she started to bring out, they removed the trachea and she got a few words out. One of the first sentences was, yuck. Why? Because I had a huge beard. And I wasn't shaving by her because she was...
Well, that's a good sign. At least she recognized her.
Yeah.
You had all your limbs at that point, didn't you?
No.
She lost a limb in Rustenburg.
When you woke up, and you saw, did you see you had no arm, or did someone tell you would have no arm, or what did you know?
At first I didn't know, and then somebody looked down, so then I looked down and I realized it was gone.
How frightening for you.
It's just devastating. I was devastated.
No notice, no discussion with anyone, it was just gone.
Yeah, it was just devastating.
Your arm has been amputated from what point of your arm? Just below?
Just above the elbow.
You right-handed?
No, yeah, thank God.
So this is your left hand?
Yeah, thankfully.
You looked down and it was gone?
Yeah.
What did you say to Roy?
I don't actually remember.
She did ask what happened to the arm and where was it. And the only thing we could explain was we were catch 21.
You know it was going to be severed, Roy?
We were hoping it wouldn't.
Did the doctors talk to you about it?
Yes. They said there's a possibility, but they're going to try as much as they can. And she ended up losing it. We had to wait for demarcation, where the arm actually degenerates and dies. And we had to see until where it would die. Where we were hoping it would be under the elbow, but it was above. And at least we got Kerry. That's what's important.
Kerry, you walking?
Slowly.
Have you
walking stick.
Yeah. Have you made progress in the walking, or is it kind of stayed as...
Oh, no, I have definitely. I was in a wheelchair for a very long time up until recently.
What's your prognosis?
Good, I think.
They say that you're going to be running?
They say that
you be dancing again?
They say that I'll be able to dance again.
Do you believe that?
I do. I tried my best in my heart to. I feel like I've got a good spirit, so I'm trying to really hold on to that.
Does everyone know you're an occupational therapist, which is something? Very hard to become one.
Yeah, they do know one. They do know I am one.
Has that changed, the whole incident, has it changed the way you deal with your patients?
Yeah, I look into it with a different viewpoint, completely different viewpoint, which is great, you know, because I can understand my patients better now.
Are you in pain, Kerry?
No, not at all. I just get a bit of funny feeling in my amputated arm, like amputated hand syndrome, phantom limb syndrome. But otherwise, no, no pain.
You're as pretty as ever.
Oh, thank you.
Am I right, Roy?
Yes, always.
Yeah, of course you say yes.
It's all true. Let's just, we're going to come back to you. We're going to talk to your very dear friend, Candace.
Sure.
Candace, when did you get the news?
The day it happened.
Someone phoned you?
Yeah.
Did you know how serious it was?
No, I just heard there was an accident and both girls were being rushed to the hospital. I didn't know it was so severe.
When you heard she lost her arm?
Devastated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was she as a... You grew up together or just...
No, just from the dancing. We met in 2011.
What kind of personality is she?
She was bubbly, witty.
She still is.
She still is.
Yeah.
Cool, I'm glad.
Dry sense of humor.
No, thanks.
You've been involved in trying to raise money as well.
Yeah, we tried to raise money.
For her rehabilitation.
Yeah.
Not easy, is it?
No.
No.
We got as far as probably getting out flyers, and people are really funny when it comes to that, actually.
But there was a nice amount that was donated to Kerry's rehab from the pole functions that they did do.
Is there someone you want to thank for that?
I'd like to thank Julie and Alicia Groleska and Jane Germana for all their work and everything that they did for me. It was really graceful, everything that they did. I'm very grateful for everything they did.
Beautiful Kerry, I love you. Someone wrote, you can pull through this. You're almost there.
Yeah,
Do you know who wrote that?
No.
No, Candace wrote it.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, quite touching. I'm getting a bit tearful. Yeah. Candace says, you are stronger than you think. Strongest woman I've ever known.
Yeah, I remember that.
The love and prayers for this gorgeous girl is overwhelming.
I remember that now. Okay.
Yeah.
Friendship can do. Yeah. I think this is beyond friendship. This is like sisterhood kind of thing.
Yeah, this is what I saw on Facebook. People went absolutely gaga for you, and they always have. Jody Harrell says, you're a true miracle.
Yeah, she's my cousin.
Yeah, you've always been one in a million. Kobe Cohen, miracles happen to good people.
Oh,
one of them is you. We're on and on. Nikki Hackner, Kia, I can't believe it's 2 years since that devastating phone call. It's quite a recent one.
Yeah, she's my boss.
Yeah. My care bear, you are the strongest person I know. I can't even comprehend what you've had to work through this year. I think that comes from Jolene Fisher.
Oh, yes. She's my friend.
You wrote, I know I said it in the beginning, you wrote something very special. You said, I've just got to find it somewhere. You said, today, 2 years ago, I nearly said goodbye to my time on this earth. Glad to still be here, though.
Yeah.
You say something about your dad. Is Papa your dad?
No, Papa's my grandfather.
You have a shot of whiskey for me up there.
Yeah, he was a bit of a drunk.
Yeah. No, she does have a great sense of humor.
Thank you.
Let's talk about you trying to, and you're also very much behind, trying to get this recognized as an Olympic sport, aren't
you? Yeah, definitely. The pole side of things, definitely.
It's about time that pole fitness is recognized as a competitive sport. That's
definitely
the way you feel about it.
Definitely.
And I know there was a petition that went around, had 6,500 electronic signatures. Is there a chance that this could ever become an Olympic sport? How do you feel?
I really think so. I really think there is a chance because there's a lot of people getting into it now. And a lot of people know that it is a sport. It's not a strip club teaser thing. So I think they really are beginning to understand.
There is someone, I mean, the London Abused Women's Centre said it would be withdrawing its support from pole dancing, or the March for Pole Dancing. I don't know what they've got against it. And, they say that it condones violence against women. I think that's the way they feel.
Well, as for pole dancers not being welcome to the Take Back event, Take Back the Night event in London, which the London Abused Women's Centre won't participate in because of the pole dancers being invited to perform there. I feel that the outlook on pole dancing needs to be shifted from where it was in the past to where it is today. In terms of acrobatics versus striptease, there are even children who have begun acropole dancing and seriously love it.
Good.
And on another note, from an OT, it is really good for their development in terms of bringing components of the upper body limb strengthening, lower limb strengthening, and bilateral hand strengthening, as well as midline crossing.
Okay, let's get back to your OT occupation. Are you able now to, are you working at the moment, or do you just need time?
I need time still, but I go in on Tuesday and Thursday just to get meet the kids again and become accomplished with them again and just get to know them again.
You probably, you know, the wheel is round and wonderful things will happen to you in your life. I promise you.
I hope so.
So you probably will become someone special as an OT or something.
Well, I hope so.
I think we all want to know, are you able to have children?
I think I am. Yeah, I should be. I've never experienced anything else that's different, so I should be able to have children.
Have you discussed it with the doctors?
Yeah, I have. I've discussed with the gynae as well, and she said I shouldn't have a problem.
Fantastic. I mean, your spine is not, is it affected?
No, not at all, thank God. No, nothing. Nothing was affected. Only my head and my arm. That was all that was affected. Thank God.
Kira, sleeping, do you manage to sleep well?
Oh, very well. Yeah. I'm the sleeper of note. Roy's like, I can't budge it.
Roy's not sleeping.
Yeah, I don't get to sleep much, but she sleeps well. She's a heavy sleeper. If you don't wake her up in the morning, she'll sleep through to the afternoon.
Yeah, hectic.
But that's just because she's always been a heavy sleeper.
Yeah, fortunately.
How do you feel socially? Do you feel accepted by the people that loved and knew you before?
Yeah, I do. I do. I really do.
You don't hide away, and you haven't become a bit of a recluse, have you?
No, not at all. I'm as
you go
positive.
Out and you do
yeah,
and
of course.
Whatever you need.
I'm as positive and I'm as inclusive with everybody as I was before.
Do you see a change in Kerry at all?
No.
Is the personality the same?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, I don't see her any differently. How she's from the accident till now, I mean, obviously there was a bit of a change last year. Her short-term memory wasn't great, her speech wasn't great, but never see her any differently. Still the same.
I'm the same now as I was.
You and Roy have known one another for many years, haven't you?
Yeah, we were together for approximately 10 years before we got married.
There's a famous quote, they say, we can face any challenges as deep as the ocean and as high as the sky if we do it together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we've got to get Roy to hang in with you for as long as forever.
Yeah. I feel that we'll be together forever.
It's tough, it's tough. It's tough for you to go through the hell you've been through, isn't it? Kerry.
Yeah, it was tough.
But you've got a smiley face, and I mean, you know exactly what's happened to you. You've lost your arm, you've lost faculties.
Yeah.
But you're going to be cool. You may be a best mom and all the rest. It's hope for you.
I hope so. I hope I'm a good mom as well.
This is your show. This is for you, and I hope you'll play this to your friends and to your children one day and grandchildren.
For sure, definitely.
And I'm sure there are things you want to say and people you want to thank. In particular, just family, anyone who's been very special. You don't want to single out anyone, but off the top of your head.
Well, I'd like to thank Julia. She's my new carer. And she's been awesome to me, really. She's been just great. And my supportive family and my husband. And also the pole dancers who supported me. And yeah. And my OT friends who supported me.
Yeah, I know that our researcher Benji got hold of you, and I know Benji wants to say something. So, Benji, here's your opportunity.
Yes, I just want to say that, Kerry, you really are an inspiration because, I mean, you were at the heart of your career. You were the professional dancer, and obviously this tragedy happened, and you're still smiling, as we've heard before. You're great. You got a humor, and it's really great to see because some people, when this happens to them, they just shut down and And yeah, so it's really good, and you're very privileged to have obviously Roy by your side,
obviously.
And Candice as well. So it's really a privilege to research this and compile the show for Gary, and it was a great interview.
Thank you, Benji, very much.
Thank you so
Lines,
much.
I know that you've been a bit tearful throughout this.
Yes, no, Gary, this is quite moving, and this really just proves the power of love, the power of staying positive. And I think you are an example to so many other young women and young men out there. And to be in this profession that you are going to really make a huge impact in communities' lives and other people.
Thank
Keep
you
up
so
the
much.
Positive spirit.
I will,
and
for sure.
Hopefully the sport actually gets to the Olympics, so that we can actually get to see vast talents being played out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so very much. Stay positive. Much love.
Pleasure.
Roy, you want to say anything? You want to thank anyone? No, you're cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you
very much for coming through, Roy. We appreciate it.
Thank
Candice,
you.
Candice, before we let you go, anyone you think that should be drawn into this, that we should thank?
Well, yeah, I just think we are going to get the pole to where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I do think.
And I think we're both going to stand up there and be pole dancers for the Olympics.
Yes, definitely. And I just.
I'll be Paralympics, eh? That's okay, I don't
know. That's all right. And pro choreographer.
Exactly. Yay.
And I think just, Paralympics pole dancers.
Yeah.
Maybe one day. Yeah. You just got to get the main one in. And then.
Yeah, exactly. Then we'll go for the para.
You really are. You're a treat to interview.
Thank you.
You haven't stopped smiling throughout. You're lovely. And we really. From Lionel and myself, Palesa next to me, we really wish you absolute everything.
Oh, thank you
Get
so
strong
much.
And we want to bring you back, and whenever it is, you're going to say, look how I've progressed, Gary. I've become something special.
Awesome. Know?
Next time we'll come back with the poll.
Oh, yes.
Cool.
Be careful of that, because he might take you on the challenge.
Challenge accepted.
We also thank you for choosing cliffcentral.com for telling your story.
Pleasure.
I know it's not easy for you to come and talk about these kind of things, but you have. And we try Cliff Central to bring the best to our listeners.
Thank you so much. I'm trying my best.
Yeah, you really are. Many thanks for this. And on behalf of all of us, we wish you the best. And we'll hope to see you again.
Thank you so much. I hope to see you
cool.
again too.
Cheers for now.
Bye.
Law. Like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.